Tell me about the anniversary party.
Well, today's a little bit of a strange day for Glenfarclas. 4 years ago, we celebrated our 179th birthday. But however, on the 8th of June, 1865, 150 years ago today, my great-great-great-grandfather bought the distillery for £511.19. So although it's not a big anniversary that we're properly celebrating like we did for the 175th, you know, it's a very important anniversary for my family, obviously, because it's 150 years since we actually bought it. For the 175th, we did a couple of bottlings called 175th Anniversary. So obviously, we couldn't come out this year and do 150th Anniversary bottling. So we've brought a family reserve bottling called £511.19, which was the price we actually paid for the distillery 150 years ago.
I won't ask you how much it's worth now if you wanted to sell it, because I know you guys would never sell it, but I would assume it's worth a lot more than £511.
Well, I hope it's worth a little bit more now. I mean, especially as I'm sure you're accustomed with Mr. Sean Ludford, a journalist from Chicago, well, now and formerly from Chicago. He very kindly offered me £1,000 today, and he said, you know, that was a good return on my investment.
You could almost sell the one of the anniversary bottles, or bottle number one of this 511 pounds bottle for £511.
You're very true, very correct, yeah.
And I understand you and your dad filled some casks today too, right?
Yeah, we filled 10 first fill sherry hoggies and 10 first fill sherry butts this morning for us to do, you know, future releases, future anniversary bottlings in years to come.
So these will be emptied maybe, what, 25 years from now or something like that, or in the future?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's you know, we filled quite a few on the last day of the millennium as well. Filled some on the 1st of January. You know, it's just, if there's any other special occasions that come along, it's a good time to crack one open.
And how's your dad doing, by the way?
He's very, very well. He's just back from his 6-week vacation in Australia. He has an antique Bentley from 1934, so he took it on holiday with him. So he shipped it to Australia, and he and my stepmother drove from the southerlymost point on mainland Australia to the most northerly point of mainland Australia. And we've weaved our way through some interesting journeys along the way.